Hey, welcome to the new episode of the podcast, and the topic of today's podcast is
depressing music.
Depressing music. What do you think about that, man?
What?
Depressing music.
Oh, I can't hear shit. Get closer. Alright, what'd you say about the music?
What do you think about depressing music? Is it vibey or like it's just really depressing?
It's just really depressing because it's depressing music. Okay.
Bro, haven't you heard it? Like, what you talking about, bro?
I really don't know what depressing music y'all talking about, but y'all said depressing music, so of course it's gonna be depressing.
I mean, of course, but like, what about the vibey depressing music, bro? Like, is it vibey?
Vibing?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them. Not all of them.
Okay. All right, get out of here.
I think depressing music is really vibes. Like, you cannot be depressed and you could still listen to depressing music and you're still gonna be fucking vibing. But sometimes it gets me depressed when I'm not even depressed. Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the same thing too. Like, all of them are vibey, but like, it sometimes gets you depressed. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, I said it.
Hey guys, I got a question. So, have you ever watched Anime High?
Anime High? No. Nope.
Haven't watched.
That
shit's the best thing ever, dude.
Wait,
like,
Anime
High? Fuck yeah, bro. You ever watched Naruto fight scene when you high off your ass, bro? Nigga, bro, I was watching Naruto versus Pain, right, while I was high. That shit was busting, bro. That shit was going, ooh. Nigga was fucking, bro, nigga injured. All right, bro, that shit was crazy, bro.
Bro, like, for real, dude, it feels like you're like in 4K. It feels like you're in a movie theater and you're just watching that shit. You're like in real life and shit, and you're just like watching them fight. It's just tough. Like, have you ever done it?
No, I haven't watched Anime High, but I'm trying to. I'm gonna try.
Bro, it's goated, bro. Like, literally. Hey, so what do you guys think about me leaving soon? In a week.
That'll be fucked up. Yeah, it's probably gonna be boring, nah.
Really sucks, man. Mm-hmm. What about you?
What about what?
What do you think about me leaving this week?
That's just ass, man. We should have stayed long out. We should have known each other earlier.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm gonna make this last week as fun as possible, you know? Hang out with the real ones and shit. And do a lot of dumb shit before I actually go, you know? And record that shit, you know?
How do y'all feel right now that the storyteller's not here?
Pretty freaking depressing, you know. That man's made a whole story like really nice, you know. But you know, it's whatever, right?
Yeah,
it's whatever. Yo, what do you think about me leaving this week?
Bro, that shit's gonna be sad. I'm not gonna lie, bro. I'm gonna miss my nigga, bro. I'm gonna miss you, bro. That's gonna be sad, but it's better. You want some better shit, bro? Cause Louisiana is not it, son. So. Start anew in South Carolina, bro. Hopefully it's better. You got more shit to do out there.
You know what I'm saying? You know. But yeah, man. We're going to miss the people we have in the podcast. R.I.P. Asus. But, you know. But we're not going to be depressed this week, obviously. I mean, the last day, we're actually going to be depressed. But, you know, it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool because we're going to have a lot of fun. But yeah, man. I got a question for y'all. If you guys can move to any state, where would you go?
Oh, Texas. Straight up. Yep.
Deadass, Texas.
Do it.
I would move to Cali. I know it's expensive as fuck, but shit. I like Cali. Cali's nice.
Okay. Did you hear about the crisis in California?
Fuck what? Like, bro, they always got some shit going on. Like, fucking fires and droughts and earthquakes and shit. Like, y'all niggas gonna make up your minds, bro. Oh, like that COVID crisis? Like, niggas gonna leave their houses?
Real shit. They actually permitted homeless people to shit on the streets.
What the? You're fucking lying.
I'm not lying. Bro,
imagine you just driving down the street and you just see a homeless man taking a fat ass shit. Bro, you're just driving down, ready to go get some, like, some fucking McDonald's or, like, a Sunday, and you go see it, just a homeless man taking a big-ass shit.
He's like, oh, the Sunday routine.
No. Or are you just walking inside the McDonald's or the Freddy's, and you just see on the side, you just a homeless man in front of the store just taking a massive shit on the floor.
Yeah, so I'm gonna tell you guys why they actually allow this. It's because the government starting to knock here, and so they're trying to do all of this, like let the homeless people do whatever they want, and like take a shit and everything. In other states, they already took California, and they're gonna, you know, take shit, you know. Oh yeah, there's also in California there's a big ass tent. There's like a guy made a whole house out of tents in a mountain. What do you think about that?
Bro, rent free? Oh my god.
The nigga has a whole mansion of tents, bro.
Dead ass? Like, yeah, how big is the house? Ass,
bro. Like, really big.
God damn.
It's like California's homeless population was at 161,548 people as of January 2020, prior to the pandemic. A 7% increase from fucking 2019. So a 7% increase from like only 2 years ago. In Los Angeles County, the number jumped 13% over the same period to 66,000 fucking people by January of 2020. Bro, why is there so much homeless niggas, bro?
Yeah, it's because I guess COVID, and yeah, you know, COVID. But well, since the population of homeless people increased, they started to not give a shit, you know. And
crisis.
I think that shit's fucked up.
On the streets.
So what do you think about that?
It's sad, but it's fucking unrealistic, and because of that, it's funny. It's kind of funny. I'm sorry. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, man. The world is fucked up, man. Gotta say. Hey, so what do you think about, I think it's Jerusalem or Israel getting attacked by Palestinians or something?
What you mean?
You never heard of this?
Nope.
Oh, man, you guys are just not informed, but, you know.
Yeah,
you niggas know. I'll shit. Be watching the news. Nigga,
I'll
be watching anime.
They could just be chilling now, just watching anime, you know. But, yeah. Pretty interesting. Hey, yo, what do you guys think about that guy who's cross-dressing right now?
Who's cussing what?
Cross-dressing. That dude over there.
Nigga,
why? What do you... Oh.
Do you think he's gay? What do you think?
Maybe. Maybe he's just a fuckboy.
He's kind of... Wait, what?
Or he's just a fuckboy.
How is he a fuckboy, bro? He really doesn't look like a fuckboy, bro.
I don't know.
He does not look like a
fuckboy. I have the fuckboy vibes.
Bro, but, like, this dude literally... He is dicking on some like breakfast every single morning. Like, what do you think about him?
Oh, what?
This dude right here. What? Dude with the blue jacket.
Who?
Dude with the blue jacket.
I don't. Him? Oh, him? Oh. Nigga's weird, but like, he's nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's nice, weird. Like, I was sleeping and like, I overslept because I was just off my ass one day. And he was like, hey, man, wake up. And I was like, oh, thank you, bro. Like, that was sweet, bro. Like, I fuck with him. But, like, leave him alone. Like, nigga gonna do some shit. I mean, leave that nigga alone.
Yeah. We gotta leave that nigga alone, man. You can pull up the Glock, you know? We don't want that. Everybody gonna start running now. But, yeah. Straight killer vibes. I think I'm gonna end this podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and yeah, follow for more.